Hello out there and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And today, I've got a couple fellows with me today. Chris Parham and Vernon Bettis. Both of these fellows are responsible or heading up the tent revival going on in Campsville right now. It's been going on since Tuesday, and we got Friday and Saturday night yet to wrap up. Starts at 6 o'clock. They start feeding. They got food available at 6, and then the service starts at 6:30. Got a big tent right on the river.
Yes, sir.
Right there by the boat ramp. Welcome, Chris and Vernon. How you guys doing?
Doing great, man.
Doing great.
Good. Good to have you.
Thank you for having
Good
us.
To be here.
Yeah. So, Vernon, first of all, with you, you're from Campsville.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. And you say you were a pastor, and your father was a pastor in Campsville?
I did not pastor Campsville, but my father did.
Okay.
In Calhoun County for 50 years.
Really?
5 different churches.
Wow. I didn't know they had 5 churches in Campsville.
In the county.
In the county.
In Campsville area.
Campsville area.
He came to Hillcrest as an area in the northern part of the county. 1946.
Yeah.
Came in from Decatur, Illinois.
I see.
And he pastored and preached at Hillcrest Baptist Church for a while. He also preached in Mosier Christian Church. The third church I think he preached at was Summit Grove Presbyterian or Community Church. The fourth church in Pleasant Dale, a rural church north of Campsville. And then the last one for the most of the years of the 50 were a Campsville Gospel Mission. He opened it up in an old feed store on the first street there off the ferry to the right, to the north, and rented the building for $17 a month for many years.
I see. You know, when you go to Campsville, you make a hard left and you start heading toward Mosier. About halfway between there and 96 is an area that they used to have revivals in and stuff. Is that pulled off the road?
I'm not sure if you're going west. If you're talking about going west, Nazarenes have had a campground for many decades, and the little church building is where I was converted to Christ at age 6.
Yeah. Do they still?
My parents weren't there, but I went home and told them at age 6.
Age 6.
Vacation Bible School.
Oh, vacation
was what
Bible
was going
school.
On, and so I went home and told them what I experienced.
Yeah,
and
what'd they say?
Well, they
of course your dad was a pastor.
Yeah,
right?
they're all for that.
Yeah,
yeah. And okay. Of course, they'd be delighted. They passed away in the late 90s, and they'd be delighted to know that the seed that was sown in Calhoun County, particularly the northern part, Campsville area. There's seed sowing that's still bearing fruit of my age group, and now that there's young ministers, younger than me, that have a vision and a plan to evangelize the town and the area, both sides of the river, because there were people who came to his church from both sides of the river over those years growing up.
How was it growing up with your father was a pastor? You know, was that fun? Was that good? Was that cool?
It was very intense.
Was it?
I mean,
you had to watch your as a lots, kid. You had to be like on your toes. Huh?
Lots of services.
Yeah,
a free atmosphere, much like what these tent meetings will be like. Because I attended tent meetings as a youngster in the St. Louis area.
Uh-huh.
There were traveling evangelists. You've heard of Billy Graham. You've heard of Oral Roberts.
Yeah.
And many others that came into this area of Missouri and Illinois. And my parents took me to some of those. And so the inspiration from those and from camp meetings in Illinois and Kentucky influenced my parents' ministry at the end in the 50s. And so he had services on Wednesday night there in Campsville. In the early years, he started in 1955 or 6. He had a Saturday night service. Sunday morning, Sunday night, and then there was a group of other ministers like-minded that had services, and kind of a network of fellowship meetings every couple of weeks on a Monday night. My mother said, if anybody could get too much of religion, too much church, Vernon would have been killed a long time ago.
And do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have an older brother.
Okay.
12 years older, but he wasn't home during those Campsville years.
Okay.
He got married and moved to, lived in Decatur.
You know, you think about like pastors, okay, like that, that they had families to support. So did just basically contributions from having their services, people throw past the pot.
He changed clothes several days. He sold Electrolux vacuum cleaners in the county.
Okay, right. So he had other jobs going on too.
Drove a school bus for several years during my school years. In addition to ministry, church work, he was known for selling vacuum cleaners and writing insurance.
Okay.
And so throughout the county, he was well known.
I see.
In addition to his ministry.
Does that still happen today? Is that what pastors do? They have other jobs?
Smaller churches and pastors, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Now, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, son?
I'm from North Carolina. I generally tell people I'm from the south side of Chicago, but they don't always believe that.
Yeah, I can. So, you grew up in North Carolina. How'd you end up over here?
I'll be honest with you. I like to kill them deer. And I came out the first time in 2009 to Pike County. Got invited up with a contractor. We came up and hunted, and I fell in love with this place. At that time, I was lost. I did not have Jesus in my life at that time.
You didn't?
No, man. I was wild as a two-headed mountain goat. And
How old were you then?
Let's see, 2009.
Or how old are you now?
I'm 45 now. So I'd have probably been what, 30?
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
I ain't real good at math, but it's somewhere in there.
What were you doing back then? When you were wild as a two-headed mountain goat?
A drywall contractor.
Okay.
I did drywall trade my whole life.
Well, I saw those arms on you. I figured you did something like that.
I'm a drywall guy, man.
Yeah, there's nothing easy about hanging drywall.
No, sir.
Whatsoever, yeah.
No, but
you did that. You came out. You killed some big deer.
Yes, sir.
And then, how did you get religion?
Well, I didn't get religion, brother. I got relationship.
But, got relationship.
In 2012, December 12th of 2012, I came home from a deer hunt in North Carolina. And when I walked in the door, my wife had her bags packed. She was taking her and my little girl. They were leaving.
Oh, no.
I had pushed too far. I was a jerk, man. I'll just be honest. I was not a good guy.
Yeah.
And they were leaving. And that night I went to a revival in a little church in North Carolina that we attended. And Jesus met me there that night.
Yeah.
I say I found him because he ain't lost.
Yeah.
I was the lost one. But, man, he changed my life at a little altar right there in North Carolina.
Yeah.
My wife decided to stick it out. She had some women in her life speaking to, you know, just see what God's going to do.
Yeah.
And he turned my whole life around.
So prior to that, mm-hmm. prior to that experience, did you and your family go to church at
all? Yeah. I was raised in church. Okay. My daddy got radically saved when I was about 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I was raised in church. And be honest with you, man, at about 16, I decided to go my own route, and I walked away from everything faith-wise, pretty much. I played a good game. I put on a front.
Yeah.
You know, I picked. The church fussed about wearing masks during COVID, but, man, the church has been wearing masks for a long time.
Yeah, I
so
hear
you. So it's time to take them all off.
Mm-hmm. Man.
So you live – where do you live at now?
I live in Hardin.
You do?
In Calhoun County, yes, sir.
And you've been there since how long?
I moved to Hardin. We moved there April of 25. Oh, excuse me, April of 20. April of 20.
So, Chris, in Hardin, you pastor in Hardin regularly?
I pastor in Pearl, Illinois, between Pearl and Nebo on the Vin Fizz Highway. We pastor a church there called Full Gospel Church of Pearl.
Cool.
That's where I pastor.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Chris Parham with me and Vernon Bettis. Got a big tent revival it's been going on since Tuesday. And, it's going on tonight and tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Saturday night. So at this tent revival, uh-huh. it's down by the river.
Yes.
How come you got to go down by the river? What's going on?
We set up, there's several reasons why we like to be near the river, but for one, in Campsville, it's just a beautiful spot. It's where God led us to set up last year. So we set up there, we baptized right there in the river, and it is an amazing time watching God work in these people's lives. It's amazing, man. United to Revive, the group we're with that puts on these revivals, is just an awesome group, man. It's unity, it's no denomination. It's just people that love God coming together, pushing aside all the differences and worshiping God.
Yeah. So at 6, mm-hmm. What time should people start showing up there?
We feed. Well, we have a free meal for anybody that wants one. Come in at 6 o'clock. We'll feed you. Service starts at 6:30.
Okay. And you're going to be there. Anybody else speaking?
Oh, yes, sir. Tonight, I'll be speaking. Tomorrow night, Jeremiah Goltz will be speaking.
Uh-huh.
And worship's amazing.
Uh-huh.
All that good stuff.
And you're going to do some baptizing.
Yes, sir.
Anybody, right in the river.
Right there in the river.
How should you dress for a baptism? What do you suggest?
I suggest all lady folk wear a dark shirt and just bring it. If there's any chance you might want to get in that river, just bring a change of clothes. We have towels. All that good stuff, but yeah, just come with an extra change of clothes, and I'd say even if it ain't on your mind, bring an extra set, because you may end up in there anyway.
You know, I've seen that baptizing in the river many, many times on TV.
Yes, sir.
You know, on shows. Yeah, Vernon, go ahead.
Chris, I was baptized in the river north of town in 1960.
That's awesome.
I was 11 years old.
That's
by
awesome.
My father.
That's cool.
Years ago, that was a beach area, uh-huh. Way back before I was born. It was a very attractive place to come for recreation. My dad didn't have many baptisms, but that's where I was baptized in 1960.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it kind of goes back to the days of, well, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Or
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist, yeah, John baptizing in the river. And why do you think, or what's your thing about the river versus, say, in a church and just pouring water over your head and doing the baptism. I mean, they're both baptisms, but what's better about the river, do you think?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Where I pastor, we use a tank because we're nowhere near the river.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but, you know, it was, yeah,
yeah, but when the river is available, we're going to use it. I'm a full submersion guy.
A full submersion?
Yes. Because, see, when I got baptized, I needed that man to hold me under to the bubble stop. I needed to be under there for a minute. And the river's just a powerful place. It's just when you look at Jesus being baptized, he got baptized in the river. That was then that's where they did it. Uh-huh. And I just think it's a powerful thing.
And now, is it true? I have heard this, that when you get baptized in the river, the who is ever doing the baptizing tries to hold you down where all of a sudden, you know, like, just about you sort of starts to get scary a little bit, and then you let them up, and then it's like
I don't do that. I don't think it takes that, because it's a God thing.
Okay.
That's, all right. That's been humorously spoken of,
yeah.
As how many times do you have to go down before you believe?
That's right.
That you're not going to be drowned.
That's right.
Oh, so how many times do you, when you put them under, once, twice, yep. Three times?
Or nope, once.
Just once?
Yep.
Okay.
Right there at the end of the little prayer we do, we dunk them, pull them out. Man, what baptism is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
It's we know we're washed in the blood. That's how we're born again. Mm-hmm. That's what washes our sins away.
Mm-hmm.
But baptism is so powerful in the fact that I talk about it, it's like a grave. It's a tomb, man. You dunk that old man in, new man coming out, new life. Leave all that trash in the bottom.
Okay, so how about somebody that has been baptized already? Mm-hmm. Can they get baptized again?
Absolutely.
They can go back and, yes. Like,
absolutely.
Like, if I wanted to say, you know, I've been baptized, I've been a Catholic since I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
but if I just wanted to get baptized again, just for, like, cover my bases.
100%. Well, we'll talk after this is over, but yes, you can be baptized again, because I'm just going to speak some truth.
Okay.
A lot of times mamas and daddies have their kids baptized, and it meant nothing to the child. A lot of times we get baptized, and it didn't really mean anything. We basically, man, because here's the case. If you're not born again, you're just getting wet. But when you're born again, yes. And you get baptized, there's a powerful thing takes place.
Okay, explain that a little bit, because I've heard born again, born again, born again.
Okay.
But tell me about born again.
Born again is when you accept Christ. He comes in and washes you. He comes in and lives inside of you. He becomes his dwelling place.
It's a birth.
Where he lives,
it's a spiritual birth.
Absolutely.
So are you saying that there is a lot of people that maybe go to church, you know, regularly, you know, and I mean, because we got a lot of churches.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
There's a lot of churches, which is great.
Yes, sir.
You know, Christianity is fantastic.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this country wouldn't be here without Christianity.
Right.
I mean, Christianity is what keeps us together and our communities together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important. But you're saying it can be different for you.
Yeah.
If you go to the river.
It can be different for you if you get baptized. It don't necessarily have to be in the river, but that's just a cool place to do it. You know, it's awesome that we can utilize God's creation. We can utilize that beautiful river to baptize people and watch them come out a different person, man. Watch them be cleaned. Watch this stuff happen with the transformation where they meet Jesus. They go down there and get dunked in that river, and their life's never the same.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, man, I've seen too many drug addicts. I've seen people hooked on porn. I've seen all this stuff, man. I've watched Jesus come in their life, and they're changed. And baptism is just a part. Jesus said be baptized.
Mm-hmm.
It's scriptural. You know, we should be. He said do it. We probably ought to, you know. That's right, man. We're made new.
And, Chris, in the scriptures, which is baptism is based on scriptures, the John Baptist days and even before, but water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this spiritual birth is a movement of the Holy Spirit upon a person's soul and consciousness of their sin. And so in the Bible, a river is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Spiritually as well as physically.
You know, that's right.
Whatever's dead is moved. The river carries things down with so many flooding over the years as I grew up and even in recent years. Whatever was loose, or whatever could be moved will be moved by the water.
Right. Yeah.
Just a little bit of water will move a car. And so people are warned, don't drive in moving water. Spiritually, this new birth is a result of a movement of the kingdom of God and the Son of God upon a person's soul and consciousness. And so this is a picture of what's already happened inside. If it's really, really real, the real thing in a person's life, it's a picture on the outside for people to witness into practice of what's already happened on the inside. So there's a spiritual movement upon a person's life.
There's definitely, because I grew up on the river.
Okay.
I grew up in Hardin. I moved to Hardin or my family when I was like almost 3 years old.
Okay.
So I grew up on the river and went through, you know, several big floods.
Yeah.
You know, had a lot of experience on the river. You know what? I was on the river. And I don't think very many people have experienced this before, but you know, I was on the river once when the river flowed in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm. Because the Mississippi backed up.
Well, a dam broke on the other end during the flood. And all of a sudden, instead of flowing the south, you know, we were in the boat and it was during the flood and all of a sudden things stopped, you know, the river quit flowing, and then all of a sudden, started going back the other way.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if it's ever happened.
Yeah.
It's probably happened before, but
that's pretty neat.
You know, it's kind of man-made, you know.
Yeah.
The dam broke, and all of a sudden, started going the other way. And did that for about a day.
That's cool.
And then reversed back. But the power of the river.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot. I can see the correlation between the power of baptism in the river, you know, and you know, the power of the river. There's so much power there. It's scary, the power in the river. So, gentlemen, we got, so you're talking tonight.
Yes,
you're speaking tonight.
Yes, sir.
And you'll start things off at 6:30.
Yeah, about right around 6:30, yes, sir.
Yeah. Anybody else speaking tonight or just you?
Zach Flowers will be emceeing tonight, so he'll say a few things.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, brother, we just let God do what he wants to do in there. It's not, we don't run by bulletin. We don't run by outline. We just let him have his way.
Okay. And then how about on Saturday? Same scenario?
Yep, same scenario. Zach's going to be emceeing, and Jeremiah Goltz will be speaking.
I see.
Old buddy Jeremiah.
Should you bring a lawn chair or something?
You can bring a lawn chair. We're set up at, beautiful shade trees, and it's just a beautiful spot. You can sit outside a tent. You'll hear us, I'm sure.
You know, the weather's going to be pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, we've got great weather.
Yes. Yeah, it should be nice. It's been great.
That'll
be great. How many people do you expect?
That's dangerous to ask a preacher, man. I'm expecting hundreds.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see, but I'm expecting hundreds.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fellas, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's been fun. And I don't know if I'll be there tonight or tomorrow. I could.
Come on,
but,
man.
But I'll be there in spirit regardless.
There you go.
All right. You guys have the best of luck to you
for
the weekend.
Thanks for your help.
And thanks for what you do. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all.